Today we're heading up there to meet with a group of MPs. They've been invited from all around the country to come to our event today with End Our Pain to explain to them our stories of our children. I think there's 16 families that are attending, about all our children have got epilepsy and are requiring whole plant medical cannabis for treatment.
And of course, you've been campaigning for a long time. I mean, what are you trying to, hoping that they will understand from your visit, and what are you trying to achieve?
We're trying to achieve Matt Hancock to override the BPNA guidelines that have been given to the NHS, or even to agree to a trial for our children who are, you know, severely poorly. They need this medication so desperately. We're also handing in a petition that's been signed by over 590,000 people to get whole plant medical cannabis legalised for our children to have.
How important of a step do you think this could be for you?
This could be life-changing. This will change my daughter's life for sure. If they agree and do something and provide the medication, she could have a completely different life. She could learn things that she's never had a chance to learn because the epilepsy knocks her so much. It would just be a whole new life for all of us, really, the whole family.
And how is Tegan at the moment?
She's not great. We've had a really bad night at the beginning of the week, and she had not the best day at school yesterday. But it's kind of, you take each day as it comes, but she's going downhill slowly, and I'm just scared that we're going to end up back where we were last year. Tegan was given Epidiolex, which is a pure CBD, in November last year, when she was in intensive care very, very poorly. They eventually gave in and gave her some of that. Now, that helped a little bit. That stopped her seizures during the day while she was awake, but she still seizured at night until the beginning of February, when all of a sudden she started seizuring while awake as well. So, she has deteriorated since the beginning of February. We're now looking, she's seizuring daily, multiple times a day, and they're quite severe, they're quite nasty. She's requiring rescue medication probably twice or three times a week. You know, it can be that bad. So we are taking her to Holland. I'm waiting for an appointment to come through. Now they've agreed to see her. I'm waiting for an appointment, hopefully in the next few weeks, take her out there to get the medication and bring it back. Unfortunately, bringing it back is going to be breaking the law on paper, even though the medication's legal here in the UK, because it's being prescribed in a foreign country. Bringing it back into this country is breaking the law. But I will do whatever I have to do for my daughter to survive.